Hello, I'm Neil Schiff, and welcome to Inside the FBI, a weekly podcast about news, cases, and operations. Early this year, the FBI began a hiring blitz. Thousands have applied.
Over 280,000 applications.
That's Supervisory Special Agent Mark Gant. He's the chief of the FBI's initial clearance section in the Security Division. A key part of the processing of applications for employment with the FBI is the background check. And Gant says it's essential.
No one will enter into the FBI as an employee, contractor, or law enforcement officer without a background investigation.
Tell me a little bit about the background investigation.
We work very closely with our Human Resources Division. Human Resources Division identifies individuals that they've deemed to try to hire with the FBI. The initial step for any applicant is the SF Standard Form 86 that an individual fills out, which goes back approximately 10 years, and we capture information about a person's background, their history, their date and place of birth, their family, their associates, their employment, and other pertinent information that we then do our background investigation.
And Gant says agents checking applicants don't stop there.
Our background investigation is bifurcated. We do a suitability portion, and we also do a security portion. The suitability standards are determined by the Office of Personnel Management. The security standards are established by the Office of Directorate of the National Intelligence, and we utilize governmental standards in order to qualify our candidates on suitability and security.
You may be wondering how long background checks take. Could be 2 to 3 months, or even longer, depending on the applicant. And Gant says there are some key areas investigators look at.
The issues that we're looking at for suitability involve candor issues, individuals' use and or abuse of intoxicants, their criminal behavior, personal conduct, financial considerations, and employment histories. As it relates to security issues, and we utilize trying to verify a person's date and place of birth, their citizenship status. We check FBI files and other agency checks, and we also verify education, employment, organizations that a person belongs to. We check their references and associates, their relatives, associates and roommates, checking the marital status, and then trying to also assess their associations in their neighborhoods, trying to find out if this person is a true and loyal citizen of the United States.
We asked Gant about the processing of applications. Depending on each situation, portions of the background may be conducted at other than one's local FBI field office. Could be several field offices around the country.
Correct. We have 56 field offices throughout the country. In addition to utilizing our field offices, we have our background investigative contract services, which is another part of our security division that also handles these leads. And what my personnel security specialists do is, from their SF-86, they establish leads. They go out, establish the lead. And the lead is basically an investigation to be conducted. We assign those leads either the field office or the BICS investigator, the special investigator through BICS, the Background Investigation Contract Services. They go out, cover the lead, and then forward that information back to my personnel security specialist to review, analyze, and make an adjudication whether a person is suitable for security and suitability.
Is there a polygraph that has to be taken?
Yes, all FBI employees are polygraphed on two issues. The first issue is on drug usage. The second issue is on counterintelligence, national security polygraph. Those are the two issues that all FBI employees have to pass a polygraph on.
Now, what happens after the background is completed?
After the background is completed, again, my personnel security specialists, they gather all of the information regarding an individual's background. They then go through what we call the adjudication phase. And in the adjudication phase, we get all of the information. The term that we use is a whole person, and we try to assess the person as a whole, and not putting in too much emphasis on any one particular area that may raise a flag, but try to look at a person as a whole and determine their suitability and whether they meet our security standards. Once they have reviewed, gotten all of the information in, they make their adjudication, and it's basically a yes or no call. From the personnel security specialist, then we have various levels of review.
If you had one message to these several hundred thousand applicants from the security division standpoint, what would that message be?
The biggest message that I'd tell anybody that's applying for the FBI or any other federal government agency is to be truthful. The issue, the concern that can eliminate anyone's employment or opportunities for employment is candor. If we find that information that you have provided to us is inaccurate, false, misleading, then at that point we can discontinue an applicant for lack of candor. If an individual has applied for the FBI and is deemed to show lack of candor in any issue during the process, that will eliminate that person from ever applying with the FBI ever again. There are issues, there are certain standards, there may be things in your background that you don't want us to find out. I assure you, we have some of the best investigators. We have the best adjudicators. We are going to go ahead and try to find out, you know, everything about this person so that we bring in the best and the brightest, the most suitable to be employees at the FBI.
If you've applied, hang in there. If you want to work for the FBI and you're qualified, head for your computer, get onto the internet, visit www.fbijobs.gov, and the process begins. Good luck to you. That concludes our show. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Schiff of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs.